Osaka on 94.9 FM.
23 hours.
To fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Suspected dementia patient allegedly murders his grandparents. Community calls for action over garbage dumping at Lusaka's Chingwere Cemetery. And in Africa news, our five suspects are gunned down in Durban, South Africa. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. A 25-year-old man believed to be a mental patient of Shantumbu area has allegedly killed his grandfathers. A resident of Shantumbu, Memory Musonda, has told Kombon Ready News via telephone that the suspect was picked up by the police after their bodies were discovered in the area. And police spokesperson Reha Monga has confirmed the development that the suspect attempted to set their bodies on fire. Mr. Hamonga says the incident occurred on Saturday evening, but was only discovered yesterday morning when passersby stumbled upon the partially burnt bodies whose faces had been mauled by dogs.
Who reported that his son, Lazarus Nanduva, age 25, a suspected mental patient, murdered two of his grandfathers, namely Thomas Nanduva, age 74, and Mr. Thomas Longwe, age 73, both of the same village. The suspect further attempted to burn the two bodies. Brief facts of the matter are that on the 4th of September 2025, the complainant reported to Shantumbu Police Post that his son, Lazarus Nanduva, was exhibiting violent behavior. He was subsequently detained and continued to exhibit violent conduct while in custody. On the 5th of September 2025, the suspect was handed back to his father after police concluded that he required medical attention. He was then taken to Chainama Mental Hospital, where he received treatment and was later discharged. On the 6th of September 2025, around 20 hours, the suspect is believed to have followed his two grandfathers, demanding to be taken to his father, whom he accused them of not feeding him well. The two victims set off with him, but did not reach home. On the morning of today, 7th September 2025, passerby discovered two bodies that had been partially burnt and whose faces had been eaten by dogs.
Some unscrupulous individuals in Lusaka's Chingwere area have turned the cemetery into an illegal dam site, raising concern over the dignity of the resting place. A check by the cemetery found several graves surrounded by heaps of garbage, with some are even partially buried under waste. The residents in the area have described the situation as disrespectful to the deceased and as a potential health hazard, and further appealed to the public to exercise responsibility and respect burial sites. They have said that cemeteries should remain places of peace and honor. They have since called on the Lusaka City Council to urgently intervene and restore order by enforcing sanitation laws and ensuring the cemetery is protected from illegal dumping.
At least government yanganeko graveyard vakanso njenjito yao noti vazingo pita pita mukombo nipanga panga mutenga tenga mamoba ya wantu no jito yao nipuja ukirina na ukirina noti vazingo panga mwagonjeshe nipusogo niza business ya wantu
mkanya ponge kwa chanda wa bruru anjava chachi inekula kuchingwele ku graveyard ndoti abantu wa mila wamba nukupose fichala kula kuhisi vakanso please tuwa papa vike ni kwa manu kula kuntu kulia yuko tuchika bate yuko tuchika bate mwikwa wesu kulia so please
Ndola District Commissioner Precious Anjekwa has issued a stern warning to millimeal smugglers in the district. This comes after a team from the District Joint Operations Committee thwarted an attempt to smuggle millimeal, which was being unloaded in Toyota Regis in Bwana Mkubwa. Ms. Anjekwa stated that the officers were overpowered after the proxies are used to load the millimeal, started stoning the officer to deter them from confiscating the millimeal. The district commissioner has applauded the officers while issuing a stern warning to would-be offenders of stiff punishment once caught.
Across in Bwana Mkubwa, where smugglers actually were loading millimeal into small vehicles called Regis. So I'm aware that during daytime, using certain millers, which I'll not mention, but they know themselves, they load in some warehouses, not shops, but warehouses. Because this millimeal was supposed to get to shops so that the community during Bwana Mkubwa, they can access the millimeal. But what happens, these millers, they load in two warehouses, and then later on in the night they start loading, heading into our neighboring country.
The Medical Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has issued a public warning about the alarming proliferation of unregulated herbal medicines and supplements in the country. Director General Dr. Queen Mwabu says the products have been linked to severe health consequences, including stroke, kidney failure, liver failure, and cancer. Dr. Mwabu told Company News that the lack of effective regulation and oversight has put patients at risk of harm. He notes that many herbal remedies lack scientific evidence to support their effectiveness in treating non-communicable diseases, NCDs. Dr. Mwabu has since demanded that the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, takes immediate action to regulate the herbal medicine and supplement industry.
These products pose a significant threat to public health with devastating consequences that include complications and death from stroke, kidney failure, liver failure, and cancer due to their unregulated nature. We are particularly concerned about the product closely claiming to enhance a physical appearance or performance which are not only deceptive but also contribute to the rising incidence of certain cancers and potentially fatal health consequences. The practice of mixing